Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Police in Australia posted a fugitive's mugshot on Facebook on Monday, and about 20 minutes later, the fugitive commented on it. He said, quote, "Can you use a better photo? This is a horrible mugshot." He also said he's planning on turning himself in once he gets a few things in order.
I always wonder, what happens to your credit cards? Like, I have a little credit card debt, so what happens to the money that I owe in the monthly payments while I'm in jail?
Oh, I've thought about that, yeah. Like, what happens if you live in an apartment? And you have to pay for your apartment.
I suppose you have to break your lease.
Then you have to pay more if you break
your stuff
lease.
In storage.
Same with car stuff. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
That's true. What if you get picked up and they don't let you out for like a year?
Yeah. If you don't have anybody on the outside, like if you don't have any friends or family or anything like that, and what are you going to do?
Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that because I'm thinking they pick you up and then they let you out and you got a couple of days to get your stuff in order. But in some cases, if it's like a high profile crime or a murder or something, they pick you up and they don't give you any bond.
I've thought about that and I've seriously thought about it. And this isn't like making a joke, but what do they do with midgets? Do they put midgets in the same prison as
That's a good
regular
question.
People?
You want to find out?
Yeah.
Stand by. I'll find out for you.
Because they're not going to be able to protect themselves. No offense.
You would imagine that they wouldn't.
I just imagine there's...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of that.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Like how angry your face is when they're doing that to them.
That was it.
Dance card is full, buddy.
That's the sound of raping a midget. Yeah. I have a feeling we talked about this before.
I think we did, but I don't know whether we went to the authority.
I gotta tell you, my father is very active in the morning hours.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air. Don't curse.
Oh, man. Really?
Why? What's wrong? Did you just wake up?
No, I wanted to curse.
You got a sleepy voice.
No, I'm wide awake.
All right. Galvin's got a legitimate jail question.
I was wondering, in prison, if a midget has to go to prison, do they put them in with the regular prisoners, or do they have to put them in a different area?
No, put them in regular housing.
General population for midgets?
Absolutely.
That's extra rape.
Yeah, wouldn't they get picked on more or more fights or more, you know, anything?
More.
I think it would just be more difficult for a midget in prison.
Yeah, like it's unfair almost.
Sometimes the smallest guys are the toughest.
Not midgets. Yeah. Come on, you can always kick them.
Really? Well, ask the WWE.
What if you watched in the yard and you were playing soccer and you're like, look at those guys. They're actually getting along out there and they're playing soccer. And then you realize they're kicking around one of the midget inmates the ball. That'd be terrible. Do you recall seeing any midgets at Rikers Island?
Yes.
And were they like gang midgets or?
No, they're regular prisoners.
Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't seem like fair. Like, is there all that ween level? So, you know what guys are going to want them to do. And plus, I think if a midget goes down on you, it's not even gay.
Why is that not fair? Suppose there's somebody that can't speak.
That's different. That person can still go, oh.
He's getting kicked around. You can't hear him yell.
Yeah, but I mean, the midget is, it's like putting a kid in there with them.
Well, then put him with the kids.
Yeah, put them with... No, that's not fair either to the kids.
That is.
Because then the midget rules the kid prison.
Right.
He's an adult, he goes with the adults.
Yeah, I believe you. It just doesn't seem like it's fair to the midget. The midget's already been cursed with being made a tiny creature. And now if it goes to jail, it's got to go and live among those, drug dealer and rapists and murderers and all that. And he's like, I just wanted to find gold.
A murderer.
What? Yeah, but I mean, one of the cases is a midget murderer.
Midgets commit a lot of crimes.
Midgets, I would think thievery would be among the most. They're constantly stealing gold.
I would think the number one midget crime is impersonating a baby.
Like Babyface Finster and all those.
And the only reason you catch him is because you see the cigar.
and the 5 o'clock shadow.
Right.
I just don't think that. I think that if you're looking for a, like, you know how like less masculine guys become people's bitches in prison? I think midgets become like pets.
Yeah,
so they should only be there for a short stay.
Oh, oh, like Henny Youngman.
I imagine it's a lot like if you were to have a bear and then you put a little pig in the cage with the bear.
Oh, yeah. Decide you want ribs, you're getting ribs.
Right.
So
I don't understand why you think midgets can't get along in an adult prison.
Because
they can get along.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is they wouldn't be able to defend themselves as well as a normal sized person.
Yeah, like if I'm really.
So where's the midget going to punch you?
Yeah, but with little midget fists, you get punched
nowhere,
in the nuts.
Because I'm going to kick him before he gets close enough.
Yeah.
Pick him up and cuddle him like a baby.
He's going to get you right in the jewels.
No, but even if he does, he's going to punch you with his tiny little four-fingered fist. It's not even like a real hand. It's like a lizard claw.
Nah, you're not giving midgets enough credit.
You sound to me like you've seen some badass midgets in your day.
I have.
Yeah.
They're no different than anybody else.
Yeah, except they're a lot smaller.
I think the only way a midget is hurting another inmate is if I use that midget to hit the other inmate.
But
if I throw him
right,
at
him. Right, as a weapon, a projectile. Yeah. Or what would be great is, how about this? Let's be honest about this, okay? I know you have firsthand knowledge, but if I go in my cell and they're like, hey, you got a new roomie coming in today, and I go, okay, cool, and they're like, his name is Cotton. He used to be a midget with the circus, and he got caught making meth in the traveling circus, and old Cotton comes wobbling in. My life just got easier because now I get the bunk that I want.
Right.
I get to do whatever I want. When Cotton poops, he only poops little rabbit pellets so it doesn't stink. He's the ideal cellmate to
Plus,
have.
You can hit him on the head and have gumdrops at any time.
Anytime.
Yeah.
So, and then if I'm a lifer and I decide I need to break a piece off of one of the other guys, I don't want to do it against Raul, my 6'4" Puerto Rican old cellmate. But the midget, if he has to give it up, he has to give it up. What's he going to do? He ain't going to fight me back. I'll just, you know what I'm saying?
He's going to wait till you fall asleep, and he's going to hit you in the head.
No, he's not, because I'm going to tie him to his bed before I go to bed just to make sure I'm safe.
You may not get the bunk that you want because he may not be able to make it to the top bunk.
He will. I'll throw him up there.
But that's it. You take the top bunk, and you take the ladder away. He can't get you.
He can't get down? Oh, man. All right. Well, it's good to know that, that midgets, if you're listening, if you get in trouble, you go in general population with the rest of the people.
With everybody else.
All right. Good. Even famous midgets? What if, like, Mishu or who's famous? It's a
Hornswoggle.
Midget. Yeah, what if Hornswoggle gets to go to jail? He's general population.
Not necessarily. Some people of notoriety go to administrative segregation. They go to protective custody.
If I'm in for life and Rob is in my cell, Rob's immediately my bitch. Like, Rob wear pigtails and whatever, and he has to do what I tell him to do. Rob, go get my slippers, go get my laundry and all that stuff. He does what I want. If a midget gets in the cell, I make Rob make him a leash in leather shop, and then I walk him. He has to get on his hand, all fours, and I walk him through the jail. And the only way that you want a midget pet, you have to find another midget, and your midget has to fight my midget. Winner gets to keep both midgets.
Right.
That's it. And then eventually you could have a stable of your own midgets.
Yeah.
I like these rules.
What about a dwarf? Is a dwarf in jail?
Same thing under your waist is a midget.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything. Are you getting technical?
They're technically
Bring
tinier.
Your big head over here, midget.
I don't know. I've seen Rob in the thong. You may want to keep him as your bitch.
Yeah. No, he's going to be my bitch, but I'm also going to have a pet. My pet's name is Cotton, the meth-making midget from Plant City. All right, thanks for the update, Dad.
Okay.
All right, there you go, my father.
By the way, the only bad thing is Cotton is going to be, like, in the middle of the night, he's going to be like, Mike, I have to go to the bathroom. Can you let me down?
Nope. You better hold it, Cotton.
Oh, man. Because
if it starts raining on my bottom bunk, we got issues.
Ridiculous.
Although, I understand when they urinate, it's pure yellow Gatorade.
Oh, really?
Lemon lime flavor. Yeah.
All right.
That's great.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.